Amen. Appreciate Brother Clifford leading us in our singing this evening. Draw Me Nearer is one that was especially meaningful to me. It's been a while since we have sung that song. We do all need to request that the Lord draw us nearer to Him. If we draw nigh to God, then He will draw nigh to us. We want to cultivate a closer and more meaningful and more intimate relationship with God. So it is altogether fitting and proper that we tender our request in song and in prayer, draw me nearer, blessed Lord. We are appreciative of the scripture lesson read by Brother Gary Davis and the prayer led by Brother William Prowell. And we are grateful for your presence and for your participation in our worship service this evening. We are continuing and concluding our worship for this Lord's Day. If you have your Bibles, turn in them, please, to the scripture lesson that was read by Brother Davis, Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. The passage begins with an interrogation in the interrogative. A question is asked. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" They seem to have had a preoccupation with greatness. So they wanted to know who is the greatest. You know, the mother of James and John, you remember when she came to the Lord and she wanted her son to have prime spots in the kingdom. She said, I wonder if you could put one of my sons on the right hand and the other of my son on the left. So she wanted them to be big shots in the kingdom. And the disciples had kind of an argument. They kind of fussed about who would be the greatest. On this occasion, they came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom?" A lot of people are preoccupied with and obsessed by and infatuated with the concept of being the greatest. Then, in response to their question, Jesus uses an illustration. Verse 2, "And Jesus called a little child unto him." I don't know how old the little child was. I don't know how little the little child was, but I do know it was a little child. So Jesus, using the little child as an object lesson, he set him in the midst of them. And then he made a declaration that probably caught his auditors by surprise. This is what he declared. Verse number 3. He said, after setting the little child in the midst of them, "Verily or truly I say unto you, except you be converted, except you change and become as," this is a simile, figure of speech, except you be converted and become as little children. He's not saying I want you to become little children, but he says you need to become as little children. If you don't, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And then he says in verse number 4, seeking to inspire emulation, he said, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child. You want to know who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Whoever will humble himself like this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that sobering? If you want to be great, you need to demonstrate and assume an attitude of humility. You want to be great, then you have to be humble. For some folks, that's a bitter pill to swallow, because some swell with pride. Some disdain the spirit of humility. But Jesus says, if you aspire to greatness in the kingdom, you must emulate the spirit and attitude of a little child, and you can be great. Then he gives a commendation, verse number 5. Whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Isn't that wonderful? We need to treat little children with the greatest consideration and care. We need to regard them as significant and as important and as valuable and as special. You know, a lot of folks want to overlook or mistreat or abuse little children. But Jesus, and this should motivate us, said, if you receive a little child in my name, you're receiving me. It's reminiscent of what Jesus stated in the great judgment scene of Matthew 25. He says, inasmuch as you've done it to one of the least of these, you have done it unto me. And inasmuch as you have neglected or mistreated one of the least of these, you have neglected or mistreated me. That's sobering. He says, if you receive one such little child in my name, you receive me. That should serve to encourage teachers of children. It should serve to encourage the parents of little children. You have entrusted into your care as parents, as mothers, as fathers, a incalculable resource in value in children. No wonder we used to sing, Jesus loves the little children, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. we ought to love those little children as well. He gives that commendation, but he also issues in verse number 6 a caustic condemnation. He says in verse number 6, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believes in me. And then in a graphic depiction of punishment, he says, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he was drowned in the depth of the sea. That's strong language. But it says something about how Jesus valued little children. It says something about how serious a matter it is to mistreat or to abuse or to neglect a little child. There are some qualities, not the least of which is humility, that little children possess that we should cultivate as children of God. We need to cultivate a childlike spirit. We need to avoid and reject a childish spirit. Now, overall, what I want to emphasize this evening is an admonish. Grow up and be a child. You say, wait a minute, that's oxymoronic. That's self-contradictory. What you mean, grow up and be a child? I mean just that. We need to grow up and be a child. Now, growing up signifies maturing, growing in a positive direction. So grow up and be a child. Grow up and develop the positive qualities or characteristic of children. Childlike, and that's what we want to do. We want to aspire toward childlikeness. Childlike is defined as resembling or suggesting a child, like that of a child. Especially, notice now, having or showing the pleasant qualities that children often have. You can think of some pleasant qualities that are exhibited by children. Qualities like innocence, humility, Jesus already talked about that, trust, forgiveness, teachableness. We want to be like children in these particulars. So grow up and be a child. Be childlike. But on the other hand, we want to grow up and avoid or reject childishness. Childish. Sometimes an adult would say to another, that's so childish. What they are saying is, that's undesirable, that's immature, That's a poor display of character. Childish is defined as of a child or typical of a child, especially having or showing the unpleasant qualities that children often have, such as pettiness, silliness, sometimes selfishness and possessiveness, lack of maturity. We want to avoid those. We want to reject those. We want to reject childish qualities. We want to seek to develop childlike qualities. Paul had this in mind, this concept, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20. He says, "Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit, in malice be children." See, children don't tend to hold grudges, and they don't tend to hang on to stuff for a protracted period of time. They tend to let stuff go. After mama has beaten a child and disciplined him, he doesn't hold that against his mama the next day. He lets that go. Sometimes we hold on to stuff. We never forget it. And we remember when. But mama can whip that little fella at 6 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock he's hugging her and kissing on her and sitting in her lap, because he doesn't hold on. He doesn't harbor malice in his tender heart. But a lot of times we do. But children don't understand a lot of things because of their immaturity. So Paul admonishes, don't be children in understanding. In understanding, be men. But when it comes to malice, you want to be a child because you don't want to hold on to it. You don't want to harbor it. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11, he says, and he's looking at the negative qualities, that which is associated with the immaturity of a child. He says, 1 Corinthians 13, 11, "When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, what did I do? I put away childish things. I put away pettiness. I put away silliness. I put away selfishness. And I put away a spirit of unforgiveness, a lack of maturity. I jettisoned those things from my life. But I sought to cultivate the positive qualities of childhood." Let us become more childlike and less childish. Let's grow beyond childishness and grow into childlikeness. What I want you to do this evening as we close, embrace the challenge to grow up and be a child. The lesson is yours. If you're here, and if your spirit, if your life has been characterized by unfortunate immaturity. If you evidence childishness in your attitude, in your articulations, and in your actions, I challenge you this evening, grow up.